Butner checking.
Bond, please.
I'm ask who's calling.
Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. I just missed his call.
Hold on, please.
Coming up, Faulkner Trucking is well known for well-maintained 53-foot dry vans, flatbeds, curtain vans, hotshot service, and more. Don't forget our team of experienced drivers who can move your dry food commodities anywhere throughout 14 western states. We're proud that you've chosen to call on us today to transport your freight and provide you with the best service possible. We'll be right back to tell you more, so please continue holding. In trucking lingo, it's a lumper. A lumper is someone who unloads a truck for a fee.
You're on the line with Faulkner Trucking, and we're playing a round of truck stop trivia. Did you know that the average truck stop in the United States takes in about $7.8 million in revenue each year? Here's something else we'd like you to know. Faulkner Trucking is extremely proud of our reputation for on-time delivery of your dry food commodities. Our website at faulknertrucking.com is the place for more information on everything we have to offer. Prefer to reach us by fax? Our 24-hour fax line is 559-685-9159. We'll be right with you.
I'm sorry, what was your first name again? I'm going to have to page him. He's not close by.
It's Ruben.
Ruben, all right. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
It's trucking trivia from your friends here at Faulkner Trucking. How many times do trucks cross the U.S.-Canada border each year? We'll tell you next. At Faulkner Trucking, we're always on call to provide our valued customers with service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For over two decades, we've been the first name in prompt and reliable service whenever you call on us. Anytime you have a transportation problem, call Faulkner Trucking. We'll be there to solve it for you in a hurry. Faulkner Trucking. Our number one attraction is customer satisfaction. So how many times do trucks cross the U.S.-Canada border each year? Over 13 million times. That's about one truck every 25 seconds, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We'll be right with you.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron. It's Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. Yourself?
It's been a very, very long day, to be honest. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Perfect. Can I ask you to grab a pen?
I got one. I got one in my hand waiting on you.
Perfect. So I'm just going to go over the loan terms, how this loan works. And one thing I just want to kind of reflect on real quick is you mentioned that you get a lot of phone calls where people are just kind of trying to pitch you money and I assume promising you the world. My goal is not to pitch you a loan. I've been with our firm for a while. It's almost our firm's been in business 12 years. I've been here for a little over 9. So part of the relationships we have, I used to be on the sales side, is being very upfront with customers and actually, you know, giving them the data they need to make a decision, not trying to talk them into a loan. So I guess
well,
what I'm going to start...
That. Well, I appreciate that, but you got to understand me. I don't get talked into anything.
The reality is people, you can present something sometimes that I've seen I do a lot of refinancing on my side where I get a lot of referrals. I service my own book of business, but I don't outreach to new customers. But I have a lot of people that call me and say, hey, I had this loan and I thought it was the best. And I actually do a tremendous amount of refinancing. So I'm pretty well aware what's available in the industry. You can make anything look good, but giving people information, I think, is the key part. So I guess the question I'd ask you is, when we're talking about a cash loan, a working capital loan, what do you know about the product?
You mean your product?
The product in general, the product that everyone's trying to call you and offer you.
Oh, I don't know that much about it because I usually ignore all that stuff.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I usually just ignore it.
Okay. So
the reason I talked to Tyler, he seemed like a pretty good guy, and I've been thinking about this anyway a little bit.
Okay.
Tyler just happened to, you know, he happened to catch me at a fairly good day where I listened to him. You know, he was, seemed like a pretty good guy.
He is. So let me give you an idea of how this product works.
Okay.
So the product that we provide, it's very unique, but we're not the only company that provides it. What we offer is a working capital loan, which we put a UCC on the business, but for all intents and purposes, this is a cash flow-based loan. It's not like an equipment loan or a real estate-based loan. It's also not like factoring because we actually are dumping the money into your bank account. We're not buying a specific invoice from you. Now, loan terms in this industry – generally range from 6 months to 18 months. What I think why this product does or does not work for a lot of customers, the unique aspect is you can grab a lot of money without really going through the traditional heavy underwriting process. Also, keep in mind that we're not lending really off your personal credit. This is a business loan, and we're not running ratios based off of your net income because there is a loss on the tax return. We're giving you a loan based off of your overall cash flow. One of the things you mentioned in our phone call was, if I get into trouble or if I need some more money, what can I do in the future, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the loan approval I have for you, and I want to work backwards. Number one, your loan approval will be up to $250,000. I'm more than happy to give you $30,000, but to speak frankly with you, $30,000 loan is probably appropriate for someone that has a business of, you know, about $300,000 to $400,000 in gross sales. It is completely inappropriate, and hopefully you appreciate my professionalism. It's completely inappropriate for a business of your size. It just won't make enough of an impact. It will be spent, you know, it will be spent and back to square one. So here are the terms that I'd like to present to you on $250K. Also, what I'm providing here, and I'm going to shoot you an email before the end of the business today, this loan comes with complete interest forgiveness on a renewal. Let me explain this. It would also be a part of your contract. So when you do one of these loans, you're not committing to do a principal and interest separation. You're committing to pay back a certain amount. So I'm just going to give you a very rough example. This has nothing to do with your loan. Let's say you borrow $100,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that your payback, we're just using a number for argument's sake, is $120,000.
Okay.
Now let's say that once you're, say, halfway into this loan, you call your lender and you say, hey, look, I need more money. What will they tell you? They'll say, hey, you paid us back $60,000 out of $120,000, so you owe $60,000 left. And what we'll do is we'll give you another, say, $200,000 this time, or we'll give you another $120,000, and $60,000 will go to pay off the current loan, and $60,000 will go into your pocket. Now, the problem with this, with that idea is that it makes you basically, you're rolling over prepaid interest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So our loan's completely different. We offer complete interest forgiveness on a renewal. So let me explain that, and also it would be in your contract. But let's say you borrow $100,000. You borrow $100,000, you're paying back $120,000. Once you're halfway through that loan, you can contact us. Now, the truth is, you owe us $60,000. But if you do a renewal with us, which means you get one loan, you basically refinance, we don't hit you for that remaining interest. So whatever portion of that $20,000 is remaining interest, we completely forgive when you roll it into the next loan. And for business owners that potentially will need more money in the future, this is a very big advantage because they're not prepaying the interest. And by what I mean by getting talked into, there are a lot of products that are pitched which are made, they're made to look really cheap on the front end, but when the customer rolls in the interest, they're basically doubling up. And so our loan doesn't have that type of provision, okay? Does that? I want to make sure that's crystal clear.
I'm understanding you, buddy.
You are?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am.
Okay, perfect. So let's go over some numbers on 250, and we can, of course, always work backwards. So let's bring this up. All right. I'm just tabbing through your file. Bear with me. I explained the whole factoring nature. So here's what we've got. If we want to do $250,000, the appropriate loan term here is a 9-month term.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you can apply for more money in a 4.5-month time frame. In terms of fees, just so you know, on this loan that does come with complete interest forgiveness, there will be a one-time 2.5% origination fee that is taken out of the loan proceeds. So if you do $250,000, you get 97.5% of that money into your account. You wouldn't have to write a check. Now, the way you repay this loan is what's called a micropayment. Rather than you paying the money up front each month, since this loan is primarily based on cash flow, you would pay us back based on cash flow. A micropayment, there's two options. One is a weekly payment. So that means once per week, we draft your bank account for the fixed weekly payment. The second idea is what's called a daily payment, which is more popular, which means that 5 days a week, no weekends, no holidays, so Monday through Friday, we draft your business bank account, and that's 21 business days per month. Most customers prefer a daily payment, but it's two halves, one dozen. We offer both. Would you have a preference for a daily or weekly payment?
Well, who's paying the ACH charges, me or you?
There should be no ACH charges.
On a bank draft like that?
No, I never. We've done thousands of these loans a week. We've never had that issue. There's no bank charges.
Well, how much are you looking at? What would be the payback on this $200,000?
I'm going to give you both, but would you want me to quote you on daily or weekly or both?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So let's give you the corresponding terms, and I'm going to give you a few different options, and then you can decide what would work best for you. So if you're looking at, say, a 9-month term, if you borrow $250,000, and by the way, also, in addition to the interest forgiveness on a renewal, we would send you an amortization schedule so you know exactly how much interest and principal will be left at a certain point of time. Let's just say you want to pay the loan off. Let's say business goes through the roof and you say, hey, look, I want to pay this loan off. You have that option too. We offer 25% of remaining interest forgiven if you pay off early. So it gives you a lot of options. So if you look at a 9-month term, you took the loan to term, you didn't pay off, you didn't renew, you'd be looking at a payback on $250 of $310.
So there's $60,000 in interest then, you might as well say.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. If you looked at, say, a 6-month term, which is much shorter, you'd be looking at a payback of $295.
So six months would be $295.
6 months. Let me also give you some expectations of your renewal based on my experience. Of course, I can't guarantee you anything, but I can also use my brain and say, what would I expect? Typically on our renewals, you're going to be offered the same, if not more money, but most importantly, you're generally going to be offered a longer term to preserve your business. So what would I expect? I would expect that if you did a renewal, that you'd probably be offered a 15 or 18 month term. That's my thought process. And to give you an idea of like what I would say expect an 18-month term to look like on $250,000, I would expect an 18-month term to look, this is just a quote to give you an idea, I'd expect the payback if you took it to term to be around, I would say, around $337 to $350. So basically, the advantage there is that versus, say, a 3-month term, I'm sorry, versus a 6-month term, if you can get into an 18-month term, you're borrowing the money over three times as long as a period, but you're not paying three times as much interest. But this is a program that, because it does come with this complete interest forgiveness, and also it gives you this real sizable amount of capital, I have used for my existing customers, this is the program that I set them up with.
On that 9-month term, you're looking at the way I got to figure about 24% interest.
I can give you the exact payback. Okay. So on a 9-month term, just look at this. Yeah, it's a rate factor. You're slightly right. You're at a 1.24. So for every dollar you're borrowing, you're paying back 24% on the dollar. So you're completely right. If you take that to term, it's 24%. For $250, absolutely.
Yep. And how much a day or a week would come out of something? Would you?
Yeah. So what I want to do is give you a daily, a weekly, and most importantly, a monthly, so you can understand the debt servicing cost. So if you looked at $250, and we looked at, and I'm assuming 9 months would be working. Would 9 months or 6 months be something that you're kind of leaning towards?
Probably be 9 months.
Okay. So let's kind of look at this. Gear with me. Give me 1 second. I just have to calculate it to the exact day. Bear with me.
The 6 month is cheaper interest rate than the 9 month.
The 6 month is cheaper. So let's kind of give you a comparison there.
That's about 18%.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would tell you from my experience, it really comes back to what you're most comfortable with. I think the way that a lot of customers look at it is this. There's two ways. One customer says, well, if I'm borrowing the money over, I mean, I can tell you just about a customer we just funded. We had a customer in Florida, and they had the almost identical offer. It was almost identical. But what they told us was, they said, well, look, the way that I'm looking at it is this. If I can borrow the money for 50% more time and not pay 50% more interest, that's what I'm looking at. So when they looked at the terms, they said, you know, your payback, if you take it to term on 6 months, is 45. 50% of 45 is 22,500. So 9 months is 50% more than 6 months. Yeah. So you're borrowing the money over 50% more time, but you're not paying 50% more. There's another customer that actually looked at it the opposite way. And what motivated them, what they were really kind of doing, was they said, hey, look, I want to get a relationship going, but I want to also borrow more money, I think, quicker. So I'm going to do the six-month term, because then I can renew in 3 months and maybe blow it out of the water in 3 months. I think both loans are appropriate for you because, number one, you're getting enough money, but you're not borrowing $1 million. If you're talking about that amount of leverage, that's when things kind of get very shaky. I think both terms, it's really just more of a comfort zone. But let me give you an idea of a daily, a weekly, and a monthly draft so you can get these numbers, okay? So if we looked at $250,000 over 9 months,
mm-hmm.
we'd be looking, that is, so 9 months, that's about $34,400, but I think most importantly, the daily on that would be
$1,640.
Yeah, and the weekly is the same cost, so all I'm going to do is I'm going to take that $310. And I'm going to divide it by, there's 26 weeks, so that's 39 weeks. So you're looking at a weekly draft of
$7,900.
Yes, exactly. The reason why the numbers don't match up exactly is because they're slightly more than 4 weeks in a month. But it's the same payback. It's 39 weeks and 9 months. It's 189 days and 9 months. Let's go over the six-month term too, okay? So if you looked at 250 over 6 months, the payback is... One second.
295, I believe you told me.
Yeah, 295. So if we looked at that on a daily basis, it'd be 2341. And if we looked at that, say, on a weekly basis, it'd be $11,346. And I'm using 26 weeks, half of a year. And then I believe also as part of this product, we'll also add in a line of credit. I believe it can be included, but I'm going to double check, which if you're interested, we would give you a $20,000 line of credit if you want to draw on it. I don't know if that's included if you have to do 230 versus 250, but I think it's additional, but I'll double confirm with that and let you know tomorrow. So if you say you needed a little more than 250, that option would be available for you.
Yeah. Now, you say you're going to do a UC filing on what?
There's a UCC filing we place on the business to protect our interests, and the reason is oftentimes once we live in the real world, so there's something in our industry called stacking, and that means when you sound like a nice guy, but I speak to a million of nice guys. And what happens often is a customer will come to us, and they'll be getting 10 loans at the same time. Yeah. They'll be splitting everything up, and they'll go. It's very scary because they'll be taking out 5, 10, 15 loans. We've seen it all day long. And so we put a UCC on the business, and that means that we protect our position. So if you go to another working capital company, they'll traditionally say, hey, look, we're not going to give you a loan, Don, unless we pay off Bank of Cardiff. It's extremely standard for this industry, or else people will leverage themselves. They'll basically be getting multiple loans, and I've seen it where people will try to do like 5 or 6 loans on the same day. So it's
now,
pretty much industry standard.
Here's one thing about this. There may already be a I know there's a UC filing on equipment. I don't know if there is on the business or not, but there is on the equipment and stuff.
So you most likely have a our loan is very hands-off. So just to give you an idea, the funding process is much quicker than the factoring process you're used to. I know how factoring's set up. I know it's a lot of paperwork, a lot of invoices. I can put this money in your account tomorrow. You can actually go online, review. You can tell me, hey, Ruben, here's the term I want. I want a 6-month term or 9-month term. Here's a copy. You email me a copy of your driver's license and a check. You send everything to me and you say, hey, Ruben, I've already talked to Tyler. Hey, Rupe. Hey, Tyler. Here's my information. I want to do a 9-month term. Great. We set you up for a 9-month term. When you have 5 minutes in front of a computer, but it's more like 3, we call you. We do a verification. You're able to go through your contract. You'll answer some security questions. You know, I grew up on this street. I was or was not born in Minnesota. Basic.
Your phone went again.